This morning on WCHL, we have a winter weather school delay update. Chatham County schools are on a two-hour delay this morning. Otherwise, everything should be normal today. Commissioners put plans for an Orange County Fair on hold indefinitely last night.
Sure, it'd be fun. It's a great idea, but it costs too much right now. That's why I'm having a problem with it.
The death toll due to the flu in North Carolina increases to 33.
Clear information about why this particular virus affects younger people more.
And Hillsborough police are seeking information about two recent armed robberies committed within 3 days of each other. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carpenter traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina women's basketball is rolling. Here out, the Tar Heels turned into Road Warriors and escaped Winston-Salem last night with an ACC win over Wake Forest. And
how did Vince Young lose $50 million in 8 years?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carpenter's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
607 at WCHL, we have 21 degrees in Chapel Hill. Yep, it's cold again. Wind chill advisory in effect until 9 a.m. It's cold, and when the wind's blowing, it's even more cold. Sunny skies today, and our high temperatures today only in the upper 20s. Wind chill values as low as 2 below this morning, depending on where you are and how the wind is blowing. Orange County commissioners put plans for an Orange County Fair on hold indefinitely last night, citing concerns about, you guessed it, cost. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Local food, crafts, music, an agricultural expo, and a midway. These were some of the plans laid out by a work group that spent the last 6 months exploring the idea of hosting an Orange County Fair. But last night, commissioners voted 4-3 to put those plans on ice.
Sure, it'd be fun. It's a great idea, but it costs too much right now. That's why I'm having a problem with it.
That's Commissioner Alice Gordon. She, along with Bernadette Pellissier, Penny Rich, and Earl McKee, argued the potential $189,000 price tag to plan the event was too high. Despite assurances from the work group, the fair would likely break even. The work group proposed a two-day event in the spring of 2015 at the Blackwood Farm between Chapel Hill and Hillsboro. They estimated funding would come from event partners, corporate sponsors, local governments, and donations. But Commissioner Pellissier questioned if the budget put forward by the work group was realistic. Commissioner McKee said the county can't afford to take on new projects at a time when schools are relying on more local dollars to compensate for state funding cuts.
Part of our responsibilities are to make hard decisions. Every good idea does not have to be moved forward. I'm not saying that this is a bad idea. It probably is a good idea if there were not other considerations for me that are overriding considerations, and education overrides everything.
Commissioners Mark Dorison, Barry Jacobs, and Renee Price supported the fair concept, saying it would build community throughout the county. Dorison said he's been hearing from people interested in the fair idea since he first suggested it during his 2012 campaign.
Why I believe this is important is because there is not something that is for the entire county, and that's what this would be. Everything about this is to focus on the local, to celebrate it, to highlight it, and also to show it off beyond the county.
Former Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton and current board candidate Mark Markopoulos also spoke in favor of the plan. Markopoulos urge commissioners not to get hung up on the logistics early in the process.
I'm definitely pro-fair. I think it's a great idea. It would be a great celebration of the county's businesses, its agriculture, its history, its culture, its dance and music. It would be plain fun. And I think that's a hard thing to measure.
Nonetheless, the board voted not to continue planning efforts or hire a consultant to vet the work group's plans. While the current plan was scuttled last night, the board could revisit the topic of future funding for a county fair during the budget planning process later this spring. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news coming up in just a moment.
How would you like to drive a brand new Chevrolet for $179 per month? That's a brand new 2014 Chevrolet Malibu for $179 per month. Wow! I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill, and I'm going to spend the first month of the new year redefining what makes us better than our competition. The Performance Promise, which is value, service, and people. Let's start with value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, lease a 2014 Chevrolet Malibu for $179 per month. Service. I'm just not talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about the wow. We just don't want happy customers. We want fanatical fans. people. They're the foundation of who we are. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your wow.
Stock number D4049, 36-month lease with 12,000 miles per year. Based on MSRP of $22,965, selling price of $22,276. $34.79 due at signing excludes applicable taxes, registration, and $549 dealer administration.
The Performance Chevrolet New Year Wow Event. Chevrolet, find new roads. PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com.
Atlantic Tire and Service, a title sponsor of the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway, has three convenient locations in Durham, Cary, and Raleigh, where you can get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on three words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the Durham, Cary, and Raleigh location nearest you.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know to review your auto policy well in advance of your teenager getting a driver's license? Adding a teenager to an automobile policy can triple your premiums. And if you don't have a stable relationship with your insurance company or agent, you may have a hard time securing the most preferred pricing. If you want to discuss strategies for keeping your costs low and providing the most protection for your family, call Hein Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your auto policy. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. Hillsborough police are seeking information about two recent armed robberies committed within 3 days of each other. The first incident was reported on Saturday, January 18th, at the Dollar General on Rebecca Drive, according to Hillsborough police. Around 11:30 p.m., a man entered the store and, after a brief conversation with a clerk, displayed a handgun and demanded money. After taking the cash, the man told the store's employees to go into a back room, and then he fled the scene. The suspect is described as a black man with a medium build and wearing tan pants, a gray hooded sweatshirt, and a black jacket. On Tuesday, January 21st, 3 days later, a breaking and entering and robbery was reported at a house in the 200 block of West Union Street. The resident, who was home at the time, said they heard a noise at the back of the house around 9:30 in the morning. The resident confronted a suspect in the yard, who then walked off. The resident returned inside and found an armed man coming out of a back room. Police said the suspect then took a laptop computer and fled. The suspects did not believe anyone was home at the time of the robbery, according to police. Tracking by a canine police dog led to a nearby vacant lot where the suspects are believed to have left a parked car and driven away. If you have any information about either of these crimes, please contact investigators Scott Bilski or Sergeant Scott Nicolason, and we have those phone numbers on our website at chapelboro.com. Five more deaths due to the flu reported last week, bringing the total number of deaths in North Carolina to at least 33, according to figures released on Thursday by the State Department of Health and Human Services. The death of a child due to the flu was reported in Alamance County on Wednesday, but was not included in the numbers released this week. One other child died earlier this month due to influenza. The Center for Disease Control recommends that people 6 months and older get vaccinated for the flu. Pam McCall, Director of Personal Health Services for the Orange County Health Department, said that it's particularly important that families with infants get the flu vaccine to keep the virus from spreading to the child. She recommended that pregnant women also get vaccinated.
Once those antibodies develop in the woman's system, she passes them along to her baby so that when the baby's born, he or she will have some of what they call passive antibodies or passive immunity to the flu, and that will help protect them to a certain degree, even though they can't get the vaccine.
McCall said that the number of deaths is not unusual at this stage of the flu season.
Last year at this time, the number of reported flu deaths was 38, so we're around the same number.
Typical seasonal flus tend to impact very young children with underdeveloped immune systems or the elderly who have weakened immune systems. But for the 2013-2014 flu season, 15 of the total number of deaths have occurred among adults ages 25 to 49. The majority of those flu deaths were due to the H1N1 strain. H1N1, which is also carried by pigs, caused a worldwide pandemic in 2009. McCall said it impacted younger people then as well.
I'm sure why. I don't think there's real clear information about why this particular virus affects younger people more, but it that does seem to be what happens.
McCall said peak flu season is upon us. The number of cases typically increases in January and February. She added that in 2013, there were flu deaths reported as late as May. McCall said that it's not too late for people to get their annual flu shot, but it does take 2 weeks after inoculation for the antibodies to develop in your body and become effective.
I do have some good news is that the vaccine closely matches the circulating virus, including the H1N1. The message is still to get a flu vaccine.
McCall said that if you do come down with the flu, the antiviral medication Tamiflu can reduce the severity and duration of your symptoms. UNC has accepted responsibility for phony classes, but supports the status quo. That story coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. And in news around town this morning, if you're still not sure about the new federal health insurance marketplace, UNC Family Medicine is holding a health insurance enroll-a-thon on Saturday from 10 until 3. Officials will be on hand to answer questions and help you enroll. The event will take place at the UNC Family Medicine Center at 590 Manning Drive. If you'd like more information or to schedule an appointment, visit uncfamilymedicine.org. Orange County's Department on Aging and the Friends of the Seymour Center are inviting you to attend a celebration concert honoring the memory of Pearl Seymour on Saturday, January 25th. That's tomorrow. Concert will take place at 3 in the afternoon at the Seymour Center on Homestead Road. Admission is free. Immediately following the concert, there will be a reception and a silent auction as well, with proceeds going to benefit the Department of Aging and the Friends of the Seymour Center. If you'd like more information about the concert, visit friendsseymourcenter.org. And remember, this is in honor of Pearl Seymour. After all, it is the Robert and Pearl Seymour Senior Center. And that is once again on Homestead Road here in Chapel Hill. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by your friends at the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Getting hungry just talking about it. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and a very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Not a lot happening in traffic this morning. Rand Northam, not here today, but Rachel Nash, substituting in the WCHL newsroom. You will hear from her coming up in about a half hour here on WCHL with her first traffic report of the morning. She will keep an eye on that throughout the morning and let you know what's happening. If you'd like to call the newsroom and talk to Rachel about traffic, you can call 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL, but however you decide to communicate, please do that safely. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble, to be exact, one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults. Get in touch with Berkeley if you've been looking for an engagement ring or you've been thinking about it. Berkeley will help you pick one out. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's and the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. It is 21 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunny skies today, but cold. High today only in the upper 20s. Wind chill values as low as 2 below this morning. In other words, when it's not so bad when the wind's not blowing, but when the wind's blowing, it is really cold out there. Tonight, clear, cold, with low around 16. Cold again. Wind chill values as low as about 2 above. On Saturday, mostly cloudy and brisk, and thank goodness, a little warmer tomorrow. Our high temperatures tomorrow in the low 40s. But still, strong winds, gust up to 30 miles per hour. Wind chill values as low as about 4 above in the morning. Saturday night, clear and cold with a low down around 19. Still, those winds will be with us. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 40s and no mention of any rain or wind or anything like that. So, hey, pretty good day on Sunday. Let's just hope we can get there between now and then. It's really cold out there today, so please just take care of yourself and stay wrapped up. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Carolina women's basketball team continues to roll. This time, the Tar Heels turned into Road Warriors and escaped Winston-Salem with an Atlantic Coast Conference win over Wake Forest. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
Local food, crafts, music.
I'm sorry, that's not Matt Oakes. That, of course, is Elizabeth Friend. We'll have that story coming up in our next newscast, but Here's Matt Oakes with a story about the Tar Heel women's basketball team.
The number 7 North Carolina Tar Heel women's basketball team pulled away from the Wake Forest Demon Deacons late in the contest Thursday night to claim an 83-65 victory and improve to 17-3 overall and 5-1 in ACC play. Freshman Diamond DeShields and Alicia Gray each put up 19 points to lead the Tar Heels to their 11th straight win in the series. With the loss, Wake Forest dropped to 10-9 on the season and 1-5 in conference action. Zelina McDaniel and Stephanie Mavunga added nice contributions of their own at 12 points apiece. Mavunga also nabbed 12 rebounds in the contest, giving her a 10th double-double of the season. Durica Hamby led the scoring charge for the Demon Deacons with 22 points, but it wasn't enough to overcome the Carolina attack. The game was tied until the final minutes with the score tied at 56-56 with 8:22 remaining. Carolina made its final 8 free throws to wrap up the victory, its 12th in the last 13 outings. Wake Forest's 27 turnovers certainly helped the Tar Heel cause. UNC converted those miscues into 35 points. Next up for the Tar Heels is a Thursday night meeting with Syracuse in Carmichael Arena. Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
So the Tar Heel women continue to roll. Tar Heel men get a chance to get back into the win column on Sunday. Tar Heels will be taking on Clemson here in Chapel Hill. You know, there is that streak to talk about. I don't want to talk about it too much. Don't want to jinx it. But that's what's happening on Sunday. Tar Heels have a game in the Smith Center against the Clemson Tigers, and we'll have it for you, of course, right here on WCHL. Another women's basketball action last night. Tricia Liston scored 25 points. Elizabeth Williams had 20. Number 3 Duke needed overtime to beat number 24 Florida State, 85-77 on Thursday. That game down in Tallahassee. The Duke women now 19-1, 6-0 in the ACC. They will host Pitt on Sunday, while Florida State will be hosting Virginia Tech. The Orange Panthers boys basketball team takes its unblemished conference record on the road to Raleigh tonight to take on Big 8 foe Cardinal Gibbons Crusaders. WCHL's Rand Northam has details.
Orange continues to average more than 70 points per game, while Cardinal Gibbons is only averaging close to 54. The Panthers will once again look to push the pace to increase their chances of a win. WCHL Championship Sports travels to Raleigh tonight for the broadcast of Orange and Cardinal Gibbons. Pre-game coverage begins at 6:30 with tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, Rand. That is a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Next hour, Art Chansky will be along with Art Chansky's Notebook on WCHL. It is 6:23. Charles Osgood is next.
Hey, this is Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do boxed breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
Most people who go into business selling office equipment do it for 2 weeks and then move on. I've been in the office equipment business for 10 years and I'm still going strong. I love connecting with people and I love my job. Courtesy calls, follow-up emails. I want to talk with you and I want to make sure you're happy. And if you're not happy, then neither am I. I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs since 1957. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
We wager you'll have a great time helping anyone affected by cancer at Cornucopia's Weekend of Chocolate. Join your friends Saturday, February 15th for the Chocolate 5K on UNC's campus. Then feast your eyes on decadent desserts and one-of-a-kind auction items at a chocolate affair on Sunday, February 16th at the Chapel Hill Sheraton. It's about hope, support, promise, and all the chocolate you can eat. Call Cornucopia for more information at 401-9333. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Cornucopia.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Walgreens. Their expert pharmacists are there for you when you need them, right at the corner of happy and healthy. This is Charles Osgood. President Obama has been meeting in Washington with the U.S. Conference of Mayors, including one mayor our CBS News colleague Bill Whitaker spent some time with recently.
Spend time with the mayor of Compton, California, and it's obvious 31-year-old Asia Brown is passionate about public service.
That title to me just means the biggest servant.
Most people think of Compton, place of gangs, and drugs, and guns, and prostitution.
I think Compton definitely has pieces of that.
A big piece is crime. The city of 97,000 has one of the highest murder rates in the state.
No one had to point that out to Mayor Brown, for reasons you'll hear after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners' insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owner's agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Once again from Compton, California, here's our CBS News colleague Bill Whitaker.
For Mayor Brown, Compton's crime is personal.
My grandmother was a victim of a home invasion, and someone broke into her home and raped and murdered her.
Raped and murdered.
Mm-hmm.
Her family fled Compton. Brown grew up miles away near Pasadena.
Yet she came back.
Why?
Compton is definitely a part of me. Why not go back to a place that I believe really had a great need, a city that just really needs some hope?
To many here, first-time Mayor Brown represents hope. She ran against a former mayor who'd been convicted for corruption. She won in a landslide. She inherited a city that was demoralized, a budget that was busted.
What have you done about that?
We have put in some great financial controls. So for the first time in over 6 years, Compton has a balanced budget. We actually have a budget surplus.
She's working to attract new businesses, to reconnect law enforcement with the community. The crime rate is inching down.
It's just really about challenging people to take ownership of our community.
A Compton revitalized, re-energized, reborn.
Now that's an image Asia Brown can live with.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, this is Michelle at the Carolina Inn, inviting you to join the wedding professionals of the Carolina Inn this Sunday for an elegant afternoon with the most creative and experienced wedding vendors in the area. Our luxury bridal showcase will allow you to sample cake from several bakeries, hold bouquets of flowers in your hands, listen to music, and see the most exquisite wedding gowns from top couture designers, all inspiration for your perfect day. Tickets are available at CarolinaInnBridalShowcase.com.
Mama Div's Kitchen, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1976, is a one-of-a-kind family restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Mama Div's Southern-style menu features your choice of 18 fresh vegetables, homemade breads and desserts, and entrees to die for, including Mama Div's famous fried chicken, voted best in America by Food & Wine Online. And this fall, you can order picnic baskets for tailgating. For yours, call Mama Div's at 942-5837 or go to MamaDivs.com.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get highlights, a shampoo, and style for only $25. Or a shampoo, cut, and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo, cut, and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, it's just about 6:30 at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you this morning by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. First of all, we have a windshield advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. And it can be rather breezy at times out there. Not so bad when the wind's not blowing, but when it is, watch out. It is 21 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Sunshine, cold, high today only in the upper 20s. Windshield value is as low as about zero this morning. Maybe even a little below that when the wind is really kicking up. Tonight, clear and cold with a low down around 16. Windshield value is down close to zero. On Saturday, mostly cloudy and brisk, not as cool. High tomorrow in the low 40s, but we'll still have those winds. Saturday night clear and cold with a low down around 19. Cold's not going anywhere.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. Egypt reeling after four explosions today. CBS's Alex Ortiz is at the police headquarters in downtown Cairo, where a blast killed four.
This is a major attack on a big target in Egypt, just ahead of the anniversary of the 2011 revolution that toppled Hosni Mubarak.
Mubarak was replaced by an elected Muslim president, Mohamed Morsi, but protesters said his views were too extreme, so the military removed Morsi from power. Ortiz reports.
The Muslim Brotherhood and its Islamist allies have called for a week of demonstrations across the country against the military and against what they're calling the coup that ousted Mohamed Morsi last summer.
In addition to the blast at the police headquarters in Cairo, an officer was killed in a grenade attack in a local neighborhood, and a blast targeted police near the pyramids of Giza. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32 at WCHL, 21 degrees in Chapel Hill, 20 this morning in Carborough. Lots of sunshine today, but continued cold. High today only in the upper 20s. Orange County commissioners put plans for an Orange County fair on hold indefinitely last night, citing concerns about cost. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story. There were divided results with the voting last night. It was a 4-3 vote.
Local food, crafts, music, an agricultural expo, and a midway. These were some of the plans laid out by a work group that spent the last 6 months exploring the idea of hosting an Orange County fair. But last night, commissioners voted 4-3 to put those plans on ice.
Sure, it'd be fun. It's a great idea, but it costs too much right now. That's why I'm having a problem with it.
That's Commissioner Alice Gordon. She, along with Bernadette Pellissier, Penny Rich, and Earl McKee, argued the potential $189,000 price tag to plan the event was too high. Despite assurances from the work group, the fair would likely break even. The work group proposed a two-day event in the spring of 2015 at the Blackwood Farm between Chapel Hill and Hillsboro. They estimated funding would come from event partners, corporate sponsors, local governments, and donations. But Commissioner Pellissier questioned if the budget put forward by the work group was realistic. Commissioner McKee said the county can't afford to take on new projects at a time when schools are relying on more local dollars to compensate for state funding cuts.
Part of our responsibilities are to make hard decisions. Every good idea does not have to be moved forward. I'm not saying that this is a bad idea. It probably is a good idea if there were not other considerations for me that are overriding considerations, and education overrides everything.
Commissioners Mark Dorison, Barry Jacobs, and Renee Price supported the fair concept, saying it would build community throughout the county. Dorison said he's been hearing from people interested in the fair idea since he first suggested it during his 2012 campaign.
Why I believe this is important is because there is not something that is for the entire county, and that's what this would be. Everything about this is to focus on the local, to celebrate it, to highlight it, and also to show it off beyond the county.
Former Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton and current board candidate Mark Markopoulos also spoke in favor of the plan. Markopoulos urged commissioners not to get hung up on the logistics early in the process.
I'm definitely pro-fair. I think it's a great idea. It would be a great celebration of the county's businesses, its agriculture, its history, its culture, its dance and music. It would be plain fun. And I think that's a hard thing to measure.
Nonetheless, the board voted not to continue planning efforts or hire a consultant to vet the work group's plans. While the current plan was scuttled last night, the board could revisit the topic of future funding for a county fair during the budget planning process later this spring. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
At a meeting of the Board of Trustees on Thursday, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt said the university accepts responsibility for past misdeeds regarding academic oversight. But she also said she supports UNC's current course of action to ensure those misdeeds don't recur in the future. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
We're saying very directly that we understand it, we accept responsibility for it. At the same time, we're putting in immense effort to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Among other things, it refers to the anomalous and phony classes offered during a period of more than a decade in the African and Afro-American Studies Department. Former Department Chair Julius Nyangoro has already been indicted in connection with those classes. District Attorney Jim Woodall says more indictments may be yet to come. It's still an open question whether those courses were created solely to provide athletes with an easy grade to maintain their eligibility. UNC has avoided additional NCAA sanctions because there's no direct evidence of that being the case, but Folt said either way, the problem was larger than that.
Although we don't have evidence that the anomalous courses were initiated in order to benefit athletes, close to half who did enroll were student athletes. Many students were involved in those courses. All of those students who were involved in those courses deserved better from us.
Afterwards, speaking to reporters, Folt went even further.
Courses that have no faculty oversight, that's a real betrayal of our commitment to our students.
And she said that betrayal was the result of a long-term failure in academic oversight.
This, too, was wrong, and it has undermined our integrity and our reputation, and it's created a very unhealthy atmosphere of distrust.
That atmosphere of distrust, of course, came to the surface in the last few weeks in the emotional response to academic advisor Mary Willingham's assertion that many UNC athletes read below an eighth grade level and that officials in the Academic Support Center turned a blind eye to evidence of phony classes and plagiarism. High-ranking UNC officials, including Folt, spoke out vehemently against Willingham at a faculty council meeting last week. Provost Jim Dean called her research a travesty. But the attacks also got personal as well, as Willingham says she even received death threats after going public with her concerns earlier this month. In response to that, Folt sent an email to the campus community this week calling for civility, a call she reiterated on Thursday.
This type of dialogue is essential to a university community. But whether we're going to agree or disagree, we have to really make this a healthy debate. We have to welcome it, and we have to respect each other in this debate and do it in ways that show the true character of our Carolina community.
While she discussed the AFAM scandal in more detail, Folt had little to say about Willingham's charges, which have occupied the more recent headlines.
We have an external panel coming forward, and we'll talk to you about it when that's complete.
Still, Folt did insist that Willingham was still welcome at Carolina.
She absolutely is continuing her work. The studies you've read have not been part of her job here.
The central message of the meeting, though, was that UNC officials and the Board of Trustees support what the university is doing now to address the ongoing issues surrounding academics and athletics. That includes a working group led by Provost Dean and Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham, Board Chair Larry Caudill.
Our board expectation is straightforward. We want to compete academically and athletically at the highest levels with utmost integrity. We are pleased that our improvements over the past several years and our current efforts are leading to a sustainable approach.
After the meeting, Chancellor Folt agreed.
There isn't a faculty member or a staff member or people that are part of this that don't want to get it right.
Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:38. Many UNC employees are still upset over last fall's data breach when the personal information housed by the university, more than 6,000 individuals, was made public accessibility due to an oversight. Some have criticized UNC's response to the situation, saying it took too long to notify those who were affected. WCHL's Rachel Nash will have the complete story on that coming up in our next newscast. Just after 7 o'clock, 6:39 at WCHL. Alan Reimer has today's commentary, and that's up next.
How would you like to drive a brand new Subaru for $179 per month? That's a brand new 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i premium for $179 per month. Wow! I'm Gerald Des Moines, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill, and I'm going to spend this first month in the new year redefining what makes us better than our competition, the performance promise, which is value, service, and people. Let's start with value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Lease the 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i premium for $179 per month. We also have rates as low as 0% for up to 36 months or as low as 0.9% for up to 63 months. service. I'm just not talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about the wow. People, they're the foundation of who we are. Visit our virtual showroom at Performance Acura at ChapelHill.com.
Stock number D3623, DJD01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. 3,000 total due at signing, includes 1,300 Subaru lease cash and excludes 549 admin fee, taxes, and tag fee. Based on MSRP, 21,585 and selling price of 20,105. Zero security deposit. Financing with approved credit on select models. Take delivery before January 31st, 2014.
Hi, PerformanceSubaru.com.
I'm Don with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Thanks to everyone who registered for the 4th Annual Health Use You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. The 64 chosen challengers will embark on the 6-week weight loss challenge, will be announced soon. And don't forget to tune in on Tuesday, February 11th from 6:30 to 7 p.m. We'll be broadcasting the kickoff event live at UNC Wellness Center at Meadowmont. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Meadowmont and in Cary, Massage Envy Spa, South Point, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, Fordham and Meadowmont, and Massage Envy Spa Eastgate.
How many times today are you going to hear this? Cold enough for you? It is 21 degrees. And the answer is yes. 641 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Alan Reimer, chairman of the board of directors of OWASA, Orange Water and Sewer Authority. Ron graciously provided me this opportunity to discuss our local water supply, which I thought timely, as we've all heard about the tragedy of the contaminated water supply in Charleston in West Virginia. As many listeners know, OWASA is the Carrboro Chapel Hill community's publicly owned, nonprofit water, wastewater, and reclaimed water utility. We have three water supplies, Cane Creek Reservoir, University Lake, and the Quarry Reservoir, which is west of Carrboro. As you can imagine, protecting water in our lakes is the first line of defense in ensuring a high-quality drinking water supply. It's much better to keep pollutants out of lakes than to remove them later. Through the cooperation of all the local governments, the density and impact of development in our watersheds are limited by some of the most progressive watershed zoning, streamside buffer requirements, and impervious surface limits in North Carolina. As a matter of fact, in the South. Most new residential development is limited to one residence per 5 acres, and industrial development is not permitted. These standards reduce the potential of contaminants ever reaching our reservoirs. Water treatment is also important. We filter and disinfect the water from our reservoirs to drinking water quality at our Jones Ferry Road Water Treatment Plant in Carrboro, where we monitor the quality of the drinking water with some 40,000 tests annually. This ensures it is safe to pump through a network of about 400 miles of pipe. In an emergency, interconnections are available with Durham, Hillsborough, the Northern Chatham County Water Systems, and Cary. If necessary, OWASA can receive enough drinking water from these sources to meet the average daily needs of the community under most conditions. Our hope is that this information will assure the customers of OWASA that our water supply is highly protected and designed to avoid the type of tragedy Charleston recently experienced. If you want some additional information, check out our website at owasa.org. This is Alan Reimer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
643 at WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
After nearly a full week off, the Tar Heels are back in action Sunday evening at 6 o'clock when they host Clemson in the Smith Center. For the first time in the Roy Williams era, the Heels have started ACC play 1-4 and are in desperate need of a good performance.
We need to bounce back. We've got to match their aggressiveness. We've got to match their toughness and play our own basketball game as well. But we need to play really, really well. We need to get things turned around, and hopefully the kids, everybody will be very enthused and healthy and ready to do the right things.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Heels will have their hands full with athletic Clemson forward K.J. McDaniels, who leads the Tigers in points, rebounds, steals, and blocks.
He's an unbelievable athlete. I'd say tremendous, but he's even better than that. He's an unbelievable athlete. Around the rim, his jumping ability is something, but he does do a great job blocking shots, even at 6'6". I couldn't tell you exactly what he is, but he's in that range. Rebounding the basketball, we got to get a body on him. We got to keep him off the boards, there's no question.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
All right, Tar Heel basketball has to get the job done this weekend against Clemson. Tar Heel women won again last night. Amazing, they are really on a roll. 646 at WCHL. Coming up next, your traffic and weather together.
This new tax code, all these separate forms, I'm really going to need help with my taxes this year.
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm ready to start my new business, but where do I start with all this paperwork?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
How can I be sure if my family's taken care of after I'm gone?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is David Huntoon of Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown. If you've got money challenges, our team of CPAs and advisors is ready to help you answer all of life's toughest financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Our people make the difference.
The word is spreading fast about Pita Grill, Chapel Hill's great new restaurant offering authentic, made-from-scratch Mediterranean cuisine. Locally and family-owned, Pita Grill's Egyptian influence creates a culinary experience you will crave again and again. Wraps and kebabs, heroes and pitas, salads and falafels, seasonal food, and more. Located in Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and is open 7 days a week. Visit them online at pitagrill.us or stop by for a taste you won't forget.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
All righty then, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And traffic this morning is brought to you by your friends at Crown Honda at South Point, the home of Dream Service. That means your scheduled service and maintenance can happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Rachel Nash is here this morning. Rand Northam has the morning off, and Rachel is here with your morning traffic. How you doing?
I know you're excited that I'm here this morning.
Yeah, don't look at me like that. You're looking at me like, what's she going to say next? I'm just wondering.
You never know. You never know.
Well, that's true, but you know, sometimes I don't know either.
You're unpredictable.
Well, thank you. Predictable.
That's a good thing.
Predictable unpredictability. Something that I strive for.
All right. Yeah. So traffic.
Well, yeah, you're looking all good and purple and everything this morning.
I'd say this is more of a pink or a magenta.
Magenta. That would be it.
A little pop of color for the winter.
Definitely not pink. But at any rate, it looks good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And always comment on Rand's shirts and ties.
It's appropriate. I wore a very bright color today, so you would have something to comment on.
So you'd wake me up.
So I'd wake you up with this pop of color.
Well, thanks. That helps. That helps. I'm not fully awake yet, but I'm working on it. I'm working on a cup of coffee over here.
We're both getting there.
What's happening out on the roads?
Well, nothing to report so far this morning. Everything clear on I-40, NC-54, 15501 in the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can give me a call in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
All right. Well, thanks so much, and thanks for all the work you're doing back in the newsroom this morning.
I'll check in again soon.
That sounds good. Rachel Nash on WCHL. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. 21 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 20 in Carborough. Wind chill advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Sunshine today, cold, high today in the upper 20s. And wind chill values as low as 2 below this morning, depending on how hard that wind is blowing. Tonight, clear and cold with a low down around 16. Also, you got to watch out for the wind chill factors tonight, down around 0 again. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy and brisk, not as cool. Highs in the low 40s, but wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Saturday night, mostly clear and cold with a low down around 19 and still windy. On Sunday, mostly sunny, doesn't mention any winds in the forecast for Sunday, and the high in the low 40s. That's our forecast for the next few days here. Looks like things are going to be cold, and we may as well go ahead and get used to it. Good idea to put a blanket in your car in case your car breaks down or something like that. A good idea to have that to stay warm while you're waiting on somebody to show up to give you a little help. We also have a winter weather school delay today. Chatham County Schools, Chatham County students are on a two-hour delay this morning. We don't have any others to report. That's the only one. Chatham County School System on a two-hour delay today. So, everything else is kind of getting back to normal around here, and that is downright refreshing. It is time now for celebrity birthdays. Got a few of them today. Cajun fiddler Doug Kershaw, 78 years old today. Singer Ray Stevens, who did The Streak, and a lot of other, Clyde the Campbell, a whole lot of other really funny stuff, is 75 years old today and still doing it. Singer Aaron Neville is 73, and Neil Diamond is 73 years old today. Let's see here. Comedian Yakov Smirnoff, 63 years old today. Jules Holland, keyboardist turned TV personality, also a member of Squeeze, 56 years old today. Actress Matthew Lillard is 44. He was the voice of Scooby-Doo, I think. Or not Scooby-Doo, but the guy in there, whatever his name is. Singer Beth Hart is 42 years old today. And actor Ed Helms, who's in The Office, is 40. Actress Tatiana Ali, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, 35 years old today. Actress Misha Barton of The O.C. is 28. Some local celebrities celebrating birthday today. First of all, remember Stephanie Knott? She has a birthday today, as does Linda Marie Burnett. Jewel Blackburn has a birthday today. Robert Baldwin. Sheila Neal has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Sheila, over at Neal's Deli. And Mark Bayless. Happy birthday, buddy. You are our birthday winner of the day. You're going to get a $10 gift certificate to the UPS stores at Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, where they always love taking care of their customers. They will take care of you again. Happy birthday to my buddy Mark Bayless in Carborough. 6:52 at WCHL.
WCHL Trivia Time.
It's a Friday.
I'm Ron Sutz.
And you?
Well, I'd be Freddie Kiger.
Yeah. We be together for the trivia question.
Yes, we are. It's nice
every
to
morning.
We're the tag team. We're the Laurel and Hardy of TV trivia.
Trivia. Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Radio trivia. Jeff.
I'll be Dean Martin. You can be Jerry Lewis.
Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, right. Frickin' Frack. Louis Aparicio and Nellie Fox.
Fred and Wilma.
Wilma!
Oh, Barney and Betty. Barney Rubble. What an actor.
Oh, yeah. He was awesome.
Today, we're doing food.
Delivered his lines like a caveman.
Food. Fruits. What do you think, Wilma? Food, fruits, and vegetables.
It's like Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, gosh. I can't even watch that. I would have slapped both those guys.
I think it's hilarious.
Food, fruits, and vegetables are as our category. Stop!
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm getting carried away here.
That's okay. Food, fruits, and vegetables are a category. Is our category.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? You ready?
Ren and Stimpy. No, I'm serious. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Go ahead.
If Bing and Rainier are two varieties of cherries.
Cherries. Mm-hmm.
And Muscat and Scuppernong are two varieties of...
Grapes.
Grapes. Then Red Chief and Early Glow are two varieties of what?
Blank. All right. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you. Bing and Rainier are two varieties of cherries. Muscat and Scuppernong are two varieties of grapes. Mm-hmm. Then Red Chief and Early Glow are two varieties of what? And I can't wait for them in late spring, early summer.
And it's another fruit.
Yes, it is.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. And the fruits of your labor will be the
or
opportunity
rewarded.
To swap to your prize.
Yeah.
Get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Well, you're good to go.
You can buy some fruit up there, too.
Yes, sir. Yep. Come call us.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Katie Early is today's WCHL hometown hero. And, Katie, I understand that you received what pretty much amounts to a Lifetime Achievement Award from Planned Parenthood.
I was recognized by Planned Parenthood of Central North Carolina with the Margaret Sanger Award, recognition that represents leadership and excellence in supporting reproductive health and rights.
Now, you work with IPASS, Director of Development there, and Katie, you've been there for a long time, haven't you?
I started with IPASS in 1980 and have been there most of my professional life. I've had a couple of breaks for other parts of my life, but it's been a wonderful place to be.
Why is it so important to you to put in such a lifetime of achievement with this particular organization?
Well, Ron, IPASS is an organization that works globally to ensure that women have the right to access safe abortion when they need it, and to link to other reproductive health services. It's important to me because I have lived in the developing world several different times in my life and have seen firsthand what it means to not have access to fundamental rights and services. I think we see that same condition here at home often, but it's been an opportunity to make sure that I could support others in their quest for good health.
You have made quite a difference for women all over the world, but you have had quite a local impact as well. When you were president of the CCU Family House at UNC Hospitals. Tell me about that experience.
Well, that was also a really wonderful and life-affirming opportunity for me. The SCCU Family House is a 40-room facility that supports families and patients in critical care conditions at the UNC Hospitals. Through an experience in my own life with critical illness of a family member, I saw what the need was to support those who are having a really difficult time in their lives. It was a great honor to be part of that group and support the building of this great facility in our city, but one that serves the entire state and the region.
Congratulations on receiving the Margaret Sanger Award at the annual Champions of Choice breakfast this week. IPASS is really lucky to have you.
I am lucky to be there. I have amazing friends and colleagues who work every day to make sure that women are able to exercise their rights and make sure that their health is what it needs to be so that they can live the fullest life that they can and that their families can also thrive.
IPASS is an international organization based right here in Chapel Hill that works to ensure that women everywhere have the right to safe reproductive health choices, including safe abortion care. And Katie Early is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. And we promise.
658 at WCHL. A lot of fun calls today.
Freddie, I think you're talking about apples, aren't you?
No.
No?
No.
I get that wrong?
Yeah.
You wanted to know, give me the varieties again?
There's over 600 varieties.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that crazy? The two that I'm talking about, though, that I mentioned, Red Chief and Early Glow.
Well, then that would be tomatoes.
No.
No? Not tomatoes either?
No. Which is a fruit?
Red Chief and Early Glow.
I used to get off the bus when I'd come home from school and go straight to our patch and have a few before I'd go in the house.
Blackberries?
Not blackberries.
No. You got me. I don't know. What?
Come on. They're little. They have a lot of little seeds on them. You pluck the top off and pop them in. The little green cap.
Strawberries!
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know there were that many varieties of strawberries.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I looked it up. Over 600 varieties.
My God.
Early Glows are medium-sized strawberries with fantastic flavor.
My goodness. That's a tough question. But we did get a winner. Josh Clark is our winner today. He gets Swap Trivia Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Hair Expressions. It's half off. Hair care services at the salon on West Rosemary Street. Get Highlights, a shampoo and style for only $25, or a shampoo cut and style for only $20. And spend only $15 for a men's shampoo cut and style. Carol Spangler has been creating hairstyles for over 17 years and says she keeps caring until the client says it's right. It's half off from Hair Expressions. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community. Chapel Hill, where business is commerce plus.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. A winter whiteout in Indiana leaves three people dead and about 20 people hurt.
They say it just looks like a war scene. Very much destruction, vehicles totaled, fluids all over the place.
It's John Sullivan, the coroner in LaPorte County. The chain reaction crash in Michigan City, Indiana, involved many cars and big semis, about 45 vehicles in all. It's been a stormy and cold week. WBZ-TV weather expert Eric Fisher says the chill is still on in some spots.
Below freezing in Atlanta, Georgia, 20s in Nashville. New Orleans barely getting into the 40s. And